chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Say to somebody, be strong. Say to somebody, be strong. I don't know whether you want to turn to the left or right. Say to somebody, be strong. It's going to be a long read so that I can talk from my heart. Amen. Let's read from verse 1. Now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines and encamped beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines encamped in Aphek. Then the Philistines put themselves in battle array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men. Take notice of that. 4,000 of the army in the field. And when the people had come into the camp, that is the Israelites or the Hebrews, the elders of Israel said, why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord from Shiloh, however you want to pronounce that, to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of our enemies. So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from there the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook. Can you believe that? You shout and the earth shakes. I'm trying to see where I am. Verse 6. Now, when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what does the sound of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews mean? Then they understood, not that they heard, they understood that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp. So the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God had come into the camp. They were afraid. Take notice of that. And they said, woe to us, for such a thing has never happened before. Woe to us, who would deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods. These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. The people who are afraid, listen to what they said after confessing negative or even giving testimonies about this God of the Hebrews. Be strong. King James said, be strong and quit yourselves. Be strong and conduct yourselves like men, you Philistines, that you do not become servants of the Hebrews as they have been to you. Conduct yourselves like men and fight. See, fight. So the Philistines fought. Again, listen. And the Israelites were what? Defeated. With all the camp and the shout and the earth shaking. And every man on top of it fled to his tent. There was a great slaughter. And there fell of Israel, how many? From 4,000 to 30,000. And the two sons of Eli basically died. You know, I was watching this week here. It's a long time since I've been watching things on TV or even, I don't watch TV, like on YouTube or whatever. So my children were watching Lion King, the new one. So I decided that, I said to my wife, Felicia, take it back. I just want to watch. Normally if I'm watching, my mind is not there. I'm just looking at the actions, you know. So I was watching, and it gets to a point. After, I think it's called the uncle, this car. Then the king is what? Mufasa. Please help me here. And it's Simba. Then the girl is called, is it Nala? Mm-hmm. I thought it was Lara. I'm doing well. So after Scar has, you know, deceived his brother and killed him with the hyenas, they were controlling the pride. and things were bad. Then Nala became, you know, grown, you know, no more a child. So he goes to Simba, look for, because Simba runs away through that, again, the deception, accusation of the uncle. So he found Simba somewhere with the Akuta, those guys, yeah. I'm making sure you remember the song. It's what? Akuna Matata. Mm-hmm. So when he found Simba, he said, hey, we need you, Simba. Things are bad. Simba says, no, you have no idea. Then she says something to him. The verse 9 of our scripture. Are you not the son of who again? What's the king's name? Mufasa. Some of us, we come from a part of the world that when you are going through something or sometimes it's in certain situations, are you not the child of? They are calling certain powers or influence of that name that you are named after. The Philistines, I just want to encourage us, went to war with the Hebrews, whose God is Jehovah, and they whipped them. Then they said, maybe we need the ark, Harold. So when we get defeated, Pastor John, we say, maybe I need to fast. I need to pray more. I need to do certain things, you know, some religious stuff. And they did that. And it shook the enemy. Do you know that sometimes the things you are doing, it puts fear in demons? Trust me, it puts fear. I listened to this story, Piercing the Darkness, I think so. And when you hear the what's going on between the demons or the spirit, conversations, they are beating each other or whatever it is, and they are afraid. Oh, but with all that, Uche, they say, oh, Philistines, be strong and conduct yourself, King James, and quit your means. Be strong and do not be weakened. Do you want these people that are our slaves for us to be their slaves? The Bible says that go to the ant and learn. The Bible says again that the sons of the world are what? Wiser than the children of light. Meaning that God sometimes wants us to learn even from the world. They said, Diane, be strong. But they did not say, be strong in what? You are not. The scripture says in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm here to encourage somebody. Have you been defeated over and over? That you were told to do certain things, Ligi, and you did it. And you went and you were whipped again. I'm here to say to you, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. They said, be strong and conduct yourselves as men. What are you strong in? What are you strong in? When Paul wrote that letter of Ephesians, the Ephesians 6, he started by saying, finally. In those times when we say everything to you, communication, information, whatever it is, and you hear the word finally, it means that if you will forget anything, don't forget about this. Finally, brothers and sisters here, mothers, fathers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We will give you the information, because when you read Ephesians from chapter 1 to chapter 5, he talks about various things. He equips them with information, knowledge. But Paul is ending to say that finally, if you forget everything, I want you to know, with all that I've said, it's a battle to be able to achieve that. And therefore, you need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What are you strong in? Ideas, philosophies of men? some people who believe in other gods are able to encourage themselves after hearing that the gods are in the camp of the Israelites, and they even give a testimony about this God, what he has done, say to themselves, "Be strong in the Lord. Simba, are you not the son of Mufasa?" If you and I know who we are and who we are, you will say to that mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea." When David met Goliath, Goliath was making his confessions of being strong in his armor, his experience, his muscles, his height. But David said, "I come in the name of the Lord." Be strong in the Lord. You want to live here today, Sister Janet, and say to that mountain, "Be strong in the Lord." You have to let your Hophni and your Phinehas die. Do you know what they represent? They treated the things of God with contempt. The Hophni and the Phinehas in your life must die. Yourself must die. Relying on your ideas, what you think you know. Even the books you and I, we think we read. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When they were defeated, you know what happened? They took the ark, the Philistines, to their camp and put it in their temple of their god, Dagon. God doesn't need you and our help. By himself, he just destroyed Dagon. And he started plaguing them with tumors, boils. I kid you not. That they have to inquire how to appease God and send off the ark. And when the ark got to a certain place and it stayed there for 20 years, I was trying to think, how long have the Philistines been controlling or being masters over the Israelites? So I'm thinking, if he stayed in this particular place, when they took the ark away, went to a place called Kith Jerem. Yeah? Go and read the scriptures. From 4, chapter 4, 5, 6, 7. Just there. Because when I was reading, something told me, Kwabna, you need to go forward and see what happened. That's what I'm coming to. So when they left it, the Bible says he stayed in that town or that area for 20 years. So I was thinking, if he stayed there for 20 years, Liji, I don't know how, apart from the 20, how long also. Meaning, I'm trying to say that the Philistines have been masters over the Israelites. To say that what situation has been controlling you, overpowering you for years. You go and get defeated. You go and get defeated. You do whatever you think you have to do. Then someone comes into the picture. And listen to what he says. So one, let your Hophni and your Phinehas, let them die. Don't treat the things of God anyhow. Your Christian work, don't be wishy-washy. Because it is, you see, before I will say what, where the ark went, God himself has got judgment if you treat his work anyhow. Then when you treat it anyhow also, demons, you allow demons to come in. Double jeopardy, you don't want that. So when someone comes into the picture, he tells them, you need to turn away from your sins. So basically, I'm saying that to be strong in the Lord, if you're living in sin, you'll be defeated. That's why they were defeated. Because according to, if you read Deuteronomy 20, God, I didn't even know. Those of you read the Bible, it doesn't stay in our mind or heart. God has set principles of how you go to war. Can you believe that? Everything is in the Bible, Pastor John. It is not plucking things from your mind. And they did not follow the principles or the laws of God. Let alone then Hophni and Phinehas, who have been warned, but they didn't change. So you are being warned every day through different ones, and you are not changing. So when someone tells them, you need to turn, they cry, yes, we will turn. And the Bible says, Samuel sacrifices a lamb. I'm here to say Jesus died for you and I. It doesn't matter whether it's 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 1 week of your issue or being beaten. If you only confess your sins and know that Jesus has died for you and I, just be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do you know what those words mean? Be strong. It means to be infused with power. Paul was saying that, finally, be infused with power. Because I don't know if you read, be strong, what does it mean? He's going to have to pray more. He's saying be infused with power. Let me read. Let me read for you. Be infused with supernatural strength, ability. Be empowered with this special touch of God's strength. Receive this inner strengthening. That is, be strong. Then he says that in the power of his might. That same power is that power that resurrected Jesus Christ. Superman, that stone, is it Kratos? No, the other one, Kryptonite. Is that another one called Kratos? Sorry. Kryptonite, okay, yeah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power. That power is Kratos. I don't know the movie, but yeah. God. Kratos. Power. That power is what resurrected Jesus. I wish there was a doctor here. For a dead body to resurrect, it means, I don't know the words, but it means the cells, the blood, the veins, whatever it is within the body, Harold, must be put back again together. Then the decomposing body must also be put back together. Then you have to now breathe life into the thing again. So it's a thing, it's a complex thing. And Paul is saying, God is saying, Ligi, that power is in you. You don't know. That is why you and I, we are getting defeated and defeated. Our power, our strength is in something else. Be strong. The Philistines said, oh, Philistines, be strong. Do you want these people to become, we to become their slaves? No way. With all the ark of the Lord, they beat them. First time, 4,000. This time, 30. That's serious. And when Jesus Christ died for you and I, we confess our sins. We accepted him. Look at what happened. If we be strong in the Lord. Let's go to verse chapter 7. Let's read from verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Verse 9 going. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. God will answer us today. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines, again, God, somebody says, an humorous God. He will let your enemy think that their past victory over you, they still can win the battle. So he needs to draw them in. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord turned dead. But the Lord, they didn't do anything, no repentance. They did what they were supposed to do. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. They didn't fight. Be strong in the Lord. Mazai kata yada mama. You have been infused with power. In the Lord, you know, like an aquarium, like a tank. Jesus is the tank.
you are in there, because the Bible says we are in him. And that power is in him. So every day, as you are rubbing shoulders with that power, it's up to you to activate it. Because you are in the aquarium, you are in that tank. And Paul is saying, finally, if you forget anything, because he talks about marriage, other things, you need to be strong even to be a good Christian. Or whatever it is you are believing God for, you've got to be strong in the Lord. But the victory is that Jesus has died for you and I. He's defeated Satan. All that we are doing, we are not fighting to win, Malachi. We are fighting to enforce victory. So you and I just need to be strong in the Lord. So Paul is saying we have been infused. The Spirit of God lives in us with power, supernatural strength. And that Kratos, yeah? Pastor John, Kratos, yeah? Is the demonstrative power. It's what you see, the tangibility. Then the might is the power behind the power. So if you see Ligi, it's muscular, isn't it? The muscles in him, when Ligi swings his hand, you see the hand. It's the muscles inside that you can't see. That's what Paul is saying. We have been infused with power. So God is expecting you and I to be expectant every day to demonstrate that power in every area of your life. Anger issues, pornography issues, lust issues, disobedient issues. Then let's come, then the enemy, the external ones, the mountains, the resistance. There is power in us. Oh, life center. Let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. People who don't believe God, they hear you and I praying. It's amazing, you know. It means demons or whatever it is, Satan can hear you jump, jump, jump. But he still says, I will go. And please, this one, nobody can do it for you. You've got to be strong in the Lord. Prayer is key. Saying that, I'm saying that you say you can't pray without the word. So when I say prayer, the word is there. You can't fight the devil just with words. There must be power. When God swung his hand and said, let there be light, it was power. When God swung his arm to resurrect Jesus, it was power. And this power lives you in you and I. I'm not saying I've arrived though. All of us have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So the Bible says, I think someone who, which one says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got to open your mouth and say so. What is that so you have to say? Because there is power in you. Don't let it be dormant. Be very expectant. What it is, what is it are you facing? Challenges. Your Christian work, then external attacks or challenges of the enemy or hard desires that are based on scripture. There is enough power in you to see it manifest. God's power cannot be dormant. It needs to be demonstrated. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. So I came to encourage us that we should be strong in the Lord. Don't be strong in the world, the things of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Don't treat the things of God anyhow or take your Christian life anyhow and play with God. We want to be strong in the Lord. Samuel sacrificed that suckling lamb. It represents Jesus. Jesus has died for you and I. And therefore, no power, no issue in your life should be able to overcome you. You are not fighting in your strength. You are not fighting in your name. You are not fighting in what you think you know, your experience. You are fighting in whom, who or whose you are. Let's open up and begin to pray. Sabre kataya rabashi kaparwa kataya. Lebre kiburia santiria kaparwa sataya. Leburia si kaparwa si tiribria kataya. Mazaya katuria katiribria kataya. Le mazibru si ikataru sataya.
Labrosi kataya, masaya katuria, bade kata. Father, let the scripture become real to us, Lord. Libre kapaduasi kataya. We pray for the grace to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Libre kapan iria kaparia kataya. Libro ikaparia si kerebria kataya. Maziko toria kaparia kata. Libro ikoria baruasin terebri. Lembaza ikala baruasata. Lembazi lebre kaparuasiti. Masibro si lebre kata. Leriwa kaparia katuria baba. Leriwa si bro si kerebre kata. La rosi bra katiria baba. La rosi lebre kapaya. Lebria kapa ikataya. Le doria barosi lebre kata. Some of us need to pray. Father, fill me afresh. Fill me afresh with your spirit. Fill me with this power. Afresh. Sabre ikataya. Let this power be activated. Libre kapari wakataya. Li ikapande rebro si kataya. Mazuria kapari akata. Libro koturia bariasata. Na ikapari asi erebre kete. Le ikapari akata. Father, we pray, O God. We want to be strong in the Lord. Le ikapande akaturia kataya. Ma ikoria baresete. La ikapari akata. Pray, pray, Kaduaka. We are about to say so to those mountains. Lebria Kataya. You are about to say so against those things that are worrying you. Meria Kaparia Kataya. Li Kaparia so Ikarabaria Kata. Lebre Keboria Kapaya. Li Kabando Ikalabarua City. Le Kaparia Sinto Lebria Kata. Lae Bando Ikalabarua Sata. Le Matunia Kaba Ikata. Maaturia Baro City. Lebro Ikataya Baruasi. Lebre Ipando Ikalababa. Le Ko Ikalabarua Sinterebri. Maakaturia Barababa. Le Ikabaria Siterebri. Le Batuya Kataya. In the name of Jesus. Le Kabaria Sataya Baraba. Masuria Keberia Kataya. Le Ikabaria Sideria Kata. Mayeruria Sirebre Ikataya. Mayeruia Kataya. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Before we say so, I want you to pray if there is sin. There are things that you are not following according to the word of the Lord, causing you to be defeated. I don't know for how long, over and over, over and over. Ask God to forgive you. Jesus died for you and I. Jesus died for you. God is so willing to forgive you and I. See, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just. Whatever it is in your life that you are doing and you know you have to stop it, and it's causing the enemy to have his way or to rule your life or God's own judgment to come up, ask God for mercy. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God for his mercy. You know, whatever it is, whatever it is, ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God, whatever it is, that sin, pride, arrogance, critical spirit, looking down upon people, lying, hypocrisy, ask God. And we should worship Christian life, ask God. And you know God is speaking to you or has been speaking to you, but you have decided, ask God to forgive you today. Tell God you are sorry, but you are turning away from that, and you will pay him. Ask God for his forgiveness. Sabre katuri abana, Father, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Father, like, oh God, Samuel prayed, I pray. Have mercy upon us. Wash us with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Forgive us of our sins, oh Lord. The sins that have opened doors, oh God. Even your own judgment upon us, Father, we say by the blood of Jesus. We come to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy. To obtain grace, oh God. We are asking for your forgiveness, oh Lord God. Forgive us. Wash us with the blood of Christ. Wash us, oh God, in those areas, oh Lord. We confess those sins, Lord, that we have sinned against you. You only have we sinned, Lord. So we ask you, forgive us, Lord. Wash us with the blood of Christ. The way we talk to people, the thought going through our head, oh God, that our vow, Father, we say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Libre katuria sataya. Ikabaya kataya. Begin to thank him. Thank him for his forgiveness. Give him praise. Give him glory. Bless his holy name. Thank him that he has forgiven you. Yes, thank him that he has washed away your sins. He has washed away my sins. Give him praise. Father, we thank you. We glorify your holy name. We adore you. Masabre kataya raba. Libria katuya baraba shi kataya. We want to say so, Masaya Kata. We want God to release his standard. We want God to release his standard. Whatever God has to release to overcome that struggle, to overcome that issue, that mountain, that valley, God to release it. Libria kataya. Just give you praise. Le ikabaruasi karababa. Libre itoya baruasata. Open your mouth and say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Say so. Whatever it is to the mountain that you would like to see. In the name of Jesus. Makatoria kataya. Libre ikatoya barabashika. Le badia sataya. Libra ka ikaro si terebre. Mazuya baro si taya baba. Libre kapaya baba. Le badua si da baba. Father, we thank you that we are strong in the Lord. We are strong in the Lord. Not in ourselves. Not in anything but in you. In the name of Jesus. Libre kaparia kataya. Masi rebre koto rebrebi. Le kaparia sintaya baraba. Libre kapariwa si rebre. Le kaparua si rebre. I kaparua si rebre. In the name of Jesus. Some of us may need strength. If you want God to fill you, just come forward here. Ask God to fill you. I want you to come forward here. The altar. There is strength here. Some of us need to be empowered. To be infused afresh with this power. To be strengthened with this power. If you need this strength. If you want this power to be infused into you. Let us come forward. Libria kataya baba. Le katoria baba shika raba raba. And cry to the Lord, Father, I'm before this altar. There is power in the Lord. Let this power be infused in me. Let this supernatural strength strengthen me, O God. Strengthen me, O God, in the power of your might. Strengthen me, O Lord, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Libria kataya. Whatever strength you need, come to the altar and cry to God. Father, give us strength. Give me strength. Give me this strength. May I be strengthened. May I be infused afresh. Libria kata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Libria kapari wa zerebre. Le kapaya rababa. Believe it as you pray. Believe it as you pray. Le kapari wa zerebre. La katoria barababa. Le basia. Father, those of us who have come forward, I pray in the name of Jesus. Let your strength be infused into them. Let your supernatural power, let the might power of your might be released into them. Be activated, be stirred up in them. In the name of Jesus. Father, supernatural strength, O God, for the battles in the mind. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty. To the pulling down stronghold, by the power that we walk in, we pull down every stronghold. Give us strength, O God. Give us strength, O Lord, to pull down every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, to overcome that mental harassment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Libria kapaya, le kaparo cerebre. Somebody open your mouth and pray. Le akata. Father, we pray, O God, that finally make us strong, O Lord, in the power of your might. Make us strong, O Lord. Libria kapaya. Infuse us with your supernatural strength, your supernatural power, your grace, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Libria kaparwa cerebre. Le kaparwa cerebre. Le kaparwa cerebre. In the name of Jesus.
As Kwabena's been praying, I've been feeling for a while, even before he started praying, I felt the Holy Spirit say to me that Kwabena said something. He said, we must be strong in the Lord. And what I felt the Lord say to me is, there are some people here, you're in your mind, you're saying, but. There's a but. There's a reason you have given yourself why this will not work for you. And I feel the Lord is saying that this moment here where we've been called to pray is a Kairos moment. That you must drop your butt. You must put your butt away. You have to, the word that the Lord gave me is in John 3:30. It says, I must decrease that he may increase. And we must empty ourselves of our own thoughts to not prevent God from doing what he needs to do. So if you're here and you put a butt there, you said, but there's a reason why being strong in the Lord is not going to work for me, I want to encourage you to come to the front and pray. Don't let this moment pass you by. Thank you, Lord.
On the back of what Harold has just said, actually, as Kwabena was praying, I really felt that there are those still sitting, actually, that are not up here, that need strength. That God has revealed very specific aspects of what he has called you to do. And you're very clear about certain things, but you know that you need to be strong in the Lord in order to do those things. And at the moment, you don't feel strong. At the moment, you feel weak. In fact, you know that you are weak and you cannot do the things that God has called you to do unless you are strong. So if you are sitting down and you know that God has revealed specific things about what He has on your path, what He has for you to do, and you know that you lack strength, I would encourage you to come up and also receive prayer.
Just literally the same thing that has been spoken, but I'm just going to emphasize that as the Lord is speaking to you right now, as you're sitting down, I hear the many who have settled because of fear, because they feel that, you know what, they can't go the next step. They're afraid. This is the moment to say, you know what, I'm going to just throw that aside. It is so deep. You've actually settled so much. You've even forgotten what it's like to rise up and be strong in the Lord. The Lord is speaking to you right now. I say, you know what? Get up and I will give you strength. I will raise you up. I will make you shine. It is I, not you. I will do it. But you have to respond to the word. Amen.